Today's shiur is in Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Before we begin the Mishnah, I'd like to speak out a brief hakdamah from the Medrash Shmuel, who points out that following the Mishnah Beis, where Shimon HaTzadik told us that the world rests on a tripod, on three pillars, the following three Mishnayis each spoke about one of those pillars. Antignish Yisoychai in Mishnah Gimel speaks about Avoda, Hu ha yoyim ratu kavadim hamisham shemes harav amenasa kabel pras. Yoisi ben Yezer in today's Mishnah Dalet, speaks about Torah, Yehi beischa beisvad l'chachamim. And finally, in Mishnah Hey, Yoisi ben Yoichlin speaks about Gimelus chasadim, Yehi beischa pasuach l'vacha. So the three Tanoim who followed Shimon HaTzadik each elaborates on one of the three pillars that Shimon HaTzadik spoke about. Starting with our Mishnah, we begin the Tkufas HaZugois, where the Mesoros HaTorah went from an individual leader such as Shimon HaTzadik and Antignish Yisoychai to partners. And we're going to discuss five groups of partners. The first group is our Mishnah, where we have Yoisi ben Yoyezer Isereda, and Yoisi ben Yochanan Ishu Shalayim. Each of the groups of pairs that are mentioned, the first one is the Nasi of the Sanhedrin, and the second is the Av Bezdin. Begins the Mishnah, Yoisi ben Yoezer Isereda. Yoisi ben Yoezer, who comes from Tsereda, which is in the Nachla of Shevet Ephraim, the Yoisi ben Yochanan Ishu Shalayim, who comes from Yerushalayim. Both of them were Talmidim of Antignish Yisoychai. Kiblu Mehem. They received the Mesorah from them. There is a Girsa that has it Kiblu Mimenu. And that would seem to be a more accurate Girsa because they were Talmidim of Antignish Yisoychai. So they received the Mesorah from him, from Antignish. If regardless, like we have it in our Mishnah, Kiblu Mehem, the Meiri explains it means that they received the Torah from Antignash and his Bezdin. Or the Tosfos Yontif explains that first Yoisi ben Yoezer and Yoisi ben Yoachan were Talmidim of Shimon HaTzadik, and when Shimon HaTzadik was Nifter, then they were Talmidim of Antignash, and that's why we have the plural Lashon of Kiblu Mehem. So Yoisi ben Yoezer was the Nasi of the Sanhedrin, and Yoisi ben Yochanan was the Av Bezdin. Begins the Mishnah telling us what Yoisi ben Yoezer said. Yoisi ben Yoezer Oimer. Yoisi ben Yoezer, the Meforshim explained, wanted to be mechazik the Amud HaTorah, especially after we learned in yesterday's shir from Avos Rav Nosson that there was Tzadik and Bises who were Talmidim of Antignish Yisoychai who went away from the Torah, who stopped believing in Torah Shabbat Peh, only believed in Torah Shabbat Ksav. Also, there was a rise of the Hellenists, the Mesiavnim, and therefore, Yoisi ben Yoezer wanted to be Mechazik, the Amud HaTorah, and he says, Yehi Beischa Beisvad L'Chachamim, your house should be a meeting place for Chachamim. Chachamim should gather in your house, and if they gather in your house, and you have interaction with Talmidei Chachamim, you will be influenced by them in a positive manner. Vehevi misabak ba'afar regleim. And you should get dust, from the word avak, in the dust of their feet. And there's two pshatim. Either you should follow them wherever they go. And when a person used to walk in those days on the roads, there were no paved highways, and therefore there would be dust which would come up from the persons walking. So the one who was following, the Talmud who was following his Rebbe, would get covered with the dust from his Rebbe's walking. Or, in those days, they were noyeg to sit, the Talmidim would sit at the feet of the Rebbe. The Rebbe would sit on a chair or on cushions. You have the Gemara in Bava Kama concerning Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Kahana, where Rabbi Yochanan was sitting on seven pillows, and Rabbi Kahana was sitting on the floor. So in that sense, you are getting dirty at the feet, at the dust of the Talmidei Chachamim. You should drink with thirst, like someone who is parched and is looking for liquid to satiate his being parched, so you should drink from the wellspring of Torah that your Rebbe is showing you. The Meforshim have a pshat that a person should buy Sforim, and by buying Sforim, his house becomes a base Vaad L'Chachamim. And Ve'avi Misabek, he's allowed to wrestle and wrangle, as we find Yaakov wrestled with the Sar Shel Esav, Ve'yo'avek Ish Imoy. So a person is allowed to argue on a sefer. He's allowed to argue on something that the great Mechabrim wrote, if he has a good kasha, a good heora, a good teretz. But when he does that, he should do it with humility. He should know that the person, the Rishon, the Achron who preceded him, was much, much greater than him, and he should do it at the dust of the feet of the great Mechabrim who will be in his library. And then, of course, he should drink with thirst their words. I heard a beautiful pshat from Ma'ariv Rebbe Reb Mordechai Gifter Zitzal, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Tells, in the name of his Rebbe, Hagoyin Reb Avram Yitzchok Bloch, the Grai Bloch, Hashem Yinkom Domov, who was killed at the hands of the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. And he explained a pasuk in Eicha, which says, concerning Tisha B'Av, Kara Olai Moyed. And he explained that the idea of a Moyed in relationship to Tisha B'Av, when we usually think of a Moyed as a happy day, a festival, the idea is that the word Moyed comes from the word in our Mishnah, Yehi Beischa Beisvad L'Chachamim. Avad Beisvad is a meeting place. And so it is that we meet up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at special days throughout the year. Many of those days, or most of those days, are Moyadim L'Simcha, when we see Hashem at a Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, where it's a meeting in joy. But there are moments when we meet our Father not with hugs and kisses, but rather we meet Him with a slap. But that slap indicates to us that we still have a father. And so on Tisha B'Av, when the Ribbono Shel Olam slapped us, it is still a moyed, kor olai moyed, beis vad l'chachamim. It's a meeting place. It's a moment to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to see that He is our Father. Begins Mishnah Hey, Yosef ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim Oymer, Yehi beischa pasulcha revacha. Your house should be open, wide, to guess anything that they need, they should be able to receive it in your home. V'yiyu aniyim b'nei ve'secha. You should make the aniyim feel so comfortable in your home that these poor people will feel that they are like the members of your household. I once heard a pshat that you should look at an ani as if he is actually your son, your daughter, the members of your household. If you will look at that ani as if he's your son or daughter, then you will treat the ani as you would your own child. And that will be a tremendous expression of Gemilas Chasadim, which Yosef ben Yochanan is discussing in this Mishnah, as we said from the Medrash Shmuel. Va'al tarba sicha me'isha. Do not have a lot of idle talk with the woman. The Abarbanel explains that a woman, Chazal tells him, Bava Metziah, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, Isha Einei Tzora Ba'archem. A woman doesn't have such benevolence towards guests. And therefore, although you have to consult always with your wife, but you shouldn't speak a lot with her about the inyan of having a base chapasul chervacha, because she may try to convince you not to be so benevolent to the aniyim. Now, the Mishnah continues, Be'ishtai Amru. The Chazal understood the words of Yosef ben Yochanan and the Altar Besicha Me'isha concerning one's, even one's own wife, and therefore, Kavachomer Be'ishas Chaveroi, if you shouldn't speak Sicha, which is an inferior type of Dibur, it's an idle talk. You shouldn't speak that idle talk even with your own wife, so certainly not with the wife of your friend. Mikanam b'chachamim. From here, the chachamim have told us, kol zman she'adamar b'sicha me'isha, if a person has a lot to speak to a woman in words of Sicha, Goyrim Rol Atzmai. He begins to think about items that are not important. It causes him to drift away from learning Torah because he's now involved in unimportant things. And V'saifoi Yairish Gehinam. And eventually, this type of empty life will bring him to commit the worst kinds of Averis, and through that he will inherit, through the Averis, he will inherit Gehinnom. Now the Meiri points out that again there's a stress on the word Sicha, which is unimportant things. However, if a person needs to speak to his wife about anything to do with the household, Bechlal or Beprat, generally or specific, anything to do with the financial matters, things that are important in order that the house should run smoothly, he should spend as much time as is necessary. We are only speaking about where he is involved in idle and unproductive chatter. The Ovis Rav Nosson brings down, Altar b'sicha misha keitzad b'zman sh'odem bo'la beitz ha-medrash v'lo yehoyu noyigim boi kovid oy she'iru im chaveri ayelech v'yom al ishtoy kach v'kach arti im chaveri kach v'kach omrli kach v'kach omarti loy mipnei she'boizes atzmai v'es ishtoy v'es chaveri. A person should not relate to his wife things of dispute, of arguments, of chepering, of sichsuch that he had with his friend, because by doing that he does not bring honor to himself, nor to his friend, nor to his wife. And finally, I'd like to speak out something that I have written in my Sefer Oir HaOirois on Amud Kuf Nun Dalad, that when we say here Ha'isha, perhaps it refers to a pshat that the Marsha tells us. The Marsha tells us that in Marava, the Gemara states that when a person got married, we find the Gemara in Brachas Daf Ches tells us this, that they used to ask him, the chasen, after he got married, matzah or maitzi? Were you zocha to matzah isha matzah taiv? Did you find a good woman? Or did you merit, unfortunately, the other pasuk about a woman, which says, maitzi ani es ha isha mar mimavis? I have found the woman to be more bitter than death. And the Marsha tells us that this relates to a person who, the Gemara says, is his wife rules over him, and anyone who his wife rules over him, he screams out to Hashem, and he is not answered. And the Marsha says that the meaning of this Gemara is that the word Ish is Begematria 311, the word Isha is Begematria 306, Ha'isha, that's 311. So I believe that the pshat in the Marsha is as follows. That, of course, as Reb Samson of Fol Hirsch tells us in collected writings of Reb Samson of Fol Hirsch, that a woman is equal in value to a man. And so we find the Pardes Yosef explains the last Mishnah in Shas, in Masechta Uktzin, which says, Oser HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahanchil chol tzadik v'tzadik shai olamos. So why does it say that Hashem will give each and every tzadik? Why doesn't it just say tzadik one time? Why the repetition? And number two, what is the special value of 310 worlds? What's that number of 310? So the Pardes Yosef explains that whatever a man accomplishes, a woman, his wife, gets equal schar, and therefore, although she's commanded in less mitzvahs than a man, she is potter from all mitzvahs, seishas man grama. But since there are 613 mitzvahs deraisa, there's 7 mitzvahs derabbanan, together it's 620. Aser HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahanchil l'chol tzadik v'tzadik means to every man and woman, they will get the same amount. How much is that? They will get 310, which is half of 620. And that's what it says in Pirkei Avos. That's the first Mishnah which we use in when we say Pirkei Avos from the end of Chelek and Sanhedrin. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lem Chelek Lamaboy. Every Jew, both a man and a woman, have Yesh, that Shai Olamas, 310 worlds, half of 620. So the value of a woman is equal to a man. But when is that? That's only if the man is 311 and the woman is 306. If the woman knows that her place is to be an ezer to the husband, he's the main one, she has to help him accomplish his mission in this world. When she does her duty faithfully, then she gets equal reward to the man. But moitzi ani esha isha, if it's Motza Isha, she knows her exact role, and her role is different than that of the man, just like the man's role is different than hers. But if she has that correct role, then Motza Isha, Motza Taiv. But if Moitzi Ani is Ha'isha, if she thinks that the only way that she can be equal to a man is to act exactly like a man, do everything like a man, and in fact rule over a man, not keep the proper perspective of what a man and a woman are both supposed to do, it might say, ani es ha'isha, that's mar mimaves. So it's possible that that is the pshat in our mission as well. Valtar basicha im ha'isha, that woman who wants to be begematria, not 306 isha, but 311 like ish, she doesn't know her correct role in avodas Hashem, stay away. Don't speak a lot with that woman, because unfortunately she doesn't have the right Torah hashkafa. But Matza Isha, that's Matza Toiv, and in value, Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik, every man and woman will receive Shai Olamis, Kol Yisrael, Yesh Lam Chelik, Lo'olam Abo, Yesh, the Gematria is 310, half of 620.